Let's turn our attention to employment. Now, RNIB and Thomas Pocklington Trust have teamed up to offer blind and partially sighted people 21 internships, a mixture of roles, and the closing date for applications is the 31st of October. We'll give you the details later if you want to find out more, but what's it like being on an internship? Well, Margaret Hart is currently in the middle of hers. Thank you for joining us, Margaret.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, first of all, a little bit about yourself and how you found out about the role.
When I found out about the role, I'd just finished my master's. My background's in languages, so not much to do with what I'm doing now. But this was also around about COVID. So COVID plus visual impairment meant that finding jobs was not easy. There wasn't that much where I was. So, you know, I was applying for jobs here and there, wasn't having much success. Then I found out about the internship programme through the Retina UK newsletter. And thought, why not? Give it a go. It's something. And yeah, here I am, found myself in Oxford.
Okay, so graduated at university then. I mean, what was it difficult trying to find a job or even get interviews?
It was. I mean, I found that quite a few jobs would require driving. Some of them I could see why. Some of them, to be honest, I wasn't entirely sure why they would require driving, but there you go. I was tending to find that I would sort of get to the interview stage with a fair few of them and then just nothing. So it was proving tricky.
Do you think they were a bit unsure then about taking on someone with a visual impairment? You know, we talk about a lot of these sort of myths and stereotypes, you know, blind people can't work, you know, they can't do X, Y, Z job. Do you think that may have been part of it?
I do wonder if it was part of it with some of them. I know that there were some jobs that I put in for that I fit the criteria quite well, but I, you know, either was rejected outright or, you know, got to the interview and then rejected. So I do wonder with those, especially if it was a factor, unfortunately.
So you heard about the internships then. What was appealing about that? Was it a particular job? Was it a geographical choice?
Well, where I was, I've been living at home for the last year and a bit, I think. So I was kind of desperate to leave my hometown, go somewhere new. I'm not from Oxford, I'm from the Northeast, so it's a bit of a step. But that is one thing that really appealed to me. Also, when I researched the charity, it just looked like a really nice place to work. And yeah, I considered working in the sort of charity sphere for a while. So, you know, it seemed like it would be a good option to kind of get that first step out of home and into the working world.
So tell us about the job itself. What are you doing for the internship and where are you working?
So I'm in Oxford, working with My Vision Oxfordshire, and we support visually impaired people across the county of Oxfordshire. I'm a fundraising assistant. So for me, that's kind of covered quite a lot of aspects of fundraising. Started off very small, you know, with like parish councils applying for little pots of money here and there. It's starting to get a bit bigger now. So I'm working more on trusts now, which is really nice. It's obviously nice to get any amount of money in, but when it's in the thousands, it sort of feels a bit more like, oh, wow, I am making a difference. And then there's been lots of other little bits here and there. So I've helped organise some like fundraising events. And I've also helped sort of in other kind of areas across the charity. So say, for example, I helped out once in the resource centre, helping someone setting up an iPad. That was really good. Nice to sort of work with the people you support, I think. And I've also helped, you know, do little bits of administration here and there. So it's been a really good spread of things to do.
Obviously, you're working for an organisation which kind of focuses on sight loss. So did that mean in terms of accessibility, everything was already there for you, or were there things that you still had to learn?
Well, luckily for me, I didn't need a huge amount of adjusting. But, you know, it was made very clear from the get-go that whatever I would need, they would be able to put it in place. And if it wasn't there, like immediately, they would find a way, you know. So it is a very supportive environment for any kind of adjustments that I may have needed. And, you know, for the little bits and pieces that I have needed, they've been wonderful at that. So that's really been good.
So you're in the internship at the moment. Obviously, the long term goal is to secure a permanent position, if that's at the society where you are or beyond as well. But would you say that the future is a bit brighter now?
Definitely, yeah. I think one of the major barriers that I was having with job seeking, aside from, you know, the sight loss, was job experience. You know, people didn't really want to hire a student that didn't have any job experience, any work experience. So now that I've got this, it really is a step up into the working world. You know, you've got examples to fall back on of the, you know, specific skills and that, and you've got, say, both the hard and the soft skills. So, yeah, certainly it is. It's a big relief.
Now, there are 21 internships up for grabs at the moment. What would you say to people out there, blind or partially sighted people, who have perhaps faced the struggles that you've had and, you know, aren't too sure if an internship is really for them?
I would say nothing's lost by applying. Absolutely go for it. And, you know, push the boat out a little bit. I say, I'm not from Oxford, but I decided, why not? I'll apply for an internship on the other side of the country. And here I am and I'm loving it. So do that and just go for things as well that you wouldn't necessarily expect you'd be interested in, because there is a lot out there and you don't know what you're going to find that you might well absolutely love. So yeah, just go for it.
Now, if you would like to find out more information about the internships, the closing date is the 31st of October 2022. Head along to pocklington-trust.org.uk or go to rnib.org.uk/employment. And you'll find information about the internships and get those applications in as soon as possible. Margaret, since if you're loving the internship at the moment, good luck with that and the future, of course. And thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.